our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday to save big with a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon. And we'll throw in a $5 coupon to help you tackle the rest of your list at Sears while you wait. Plus, take advantage of our biggest rebate savings ever on 4 qualifying tires. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Coupon valid through 11/27, rebate through 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to REI. Can I help you?
This year I'm getting back into skiing. And I'd like some comfortable...
Salomon Quest Access boots.
Yes! I may even try...
an Arbor Flight snowboard.
Why not? And maybe even...
Rossignol Evo Glade cross-country skis.
I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't I?
Yeah, maybe just a little.
Mm-hmm.
We know what you need because we know what you love. Come to the REI Winter Sale Friday the 18th through the 28th and save up to 30% on select outdoor winter gear and clothing. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI, find out.
CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan tells us about high-tech addition to a decades-old tradition.
Some things never change, like the bells and red kettles of the Salvation Army at the holidays. But this year, at locations in New York, San Francisco, Chicago, and Dallas, some volunteers will have credit card readers donated by a company so people can swipe a credit card to donate instead of hunting for change or a few dollar bills. The Salvation Army raised $142 million last year to help people get food, clothing, and toys. They hope for more this year, and donations can be made at their website, too. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A poster for a local production of the play No Sex, Please, We're British has been removed from the courthouse in New Philadelphia, Ohio, because the poster has the word sex in it. No depiction of sex, just the word. A county commissioner says someone had complained because they thought that poster just wasn't appropriate for a public building. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
At Green Mountain Coffee, we believe in the power of a great cup of coffee.
I realized every problem can be an opportunity if you look at it the right way.
We selectively source our coffee from across the globe. Then we carefully roast and blend it perfectly, so all the inspiration we put into it helps you get a little inspiration out.
I realized sometimes a great cup of coffee is all I need to get a new perspective.
Green Mountain Coffee, a revelation in every cup. Available in bags and K-cup servings for Keurig single-serve brewers.
1270, The Buzz. The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back on this Saturday. That's your news. Things are still turning out there. We were talking before we took the break about... National Cause Month is, I don't know, what do you call them? Did Congress come up with the...
I don't know. Does Congress
National
pass all
Blink
these
Month or something? I don't know how they get these. I don't know how they get these into the annals of life.
Annals. Annals.
But we were... Amy, my friend and assistant here, we were talking. She's a little package. She's like 4'9". She says 3/4. Sure. About 95 pounds. A little tiny. And that's only from the waist up. That she's 95 pounds. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I'm just, come on, I'm giving him a visual here. But
it's
she said
good.
The Little People of America have actually a website. They don't
do.
Have their own month, though. I'm so surprised at that. So we figured we're going to have it in February.
Okay.
Because it's a shorter month.
Oh!
Oh.
I love you, too.
You even got your theme song. See?
Every reason to. Uh-huh.
Amy knows the song.
She's changing the words. So you got your own song. I mean, you don't need a month.
I
you
was thinking song. About belonging to that organization.
Short people? You're not short. You're just a little package.
Okay, so what day of the year should be
February.
Grouchy white middle-aged man day?
That's every month, okay? Every month.
I think we should have
we
something.
We should take donations to put them in a cage. Anyway, that was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun, all those different, I liked your common sense. That'll be on your website, jpattitude.com.
So when is enough, I guess, is what you're trying to say with
yeah,
that whole thing?
Yeah, there's a long list. I didn't list them all, that's for sure. Yeah.
Nail biting day. I mean, it's every day is something.
Some of them are health awareness days. Some of them are heritage days. And some of them are just proclamations like National Asparagus Day.
National Asparagus
there
Day.
Yeah, there is a National Asparagus Day. It might have been a week. I can't remember.
I probably formed that myself. Yeah. Love asparagus.
Some farmer in West Michigan decided this is going to be National Heritage Day or National Asparagus Day.
Unbelievable.
National Smelly Day. You know what asparagus does to you. Ooh.
Oh. Like Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, strong. Speaking of food.
Yes.
Did you read about McDonald's, Core? What they decided on. We had a phone call, and Sean's not in the booth. Someone just called us. Call us back here in about 5 minutes. The one time we get a phone call, where's Sean? Calling
He's
his
gone.
Mother. It's too late, Sean. Your mother called. You didn't answer it.
Tell me about McDonald's.
Okay, McDonald's Corp. On Friday, they dropped a Minnesota-based egg supplier after an animal rights group released an undercover video of operations at the egg producer's farm in three different states. You're not going to like it. The video by Mercy for Animals, of course, they're always snooping around. Thank God they're out there. They call animal cruelty. They found animal cruelty at five Sparbo farm facilities. Sparbo. That's Sparboe. See if your eggs come from that farm.
What were they doing?
In Iowa, Minnesota, and Colorado. Its images include a worker swinging a bird around by its feet. Hens packed into cramped cages, male chicks being tossed in plastic bags to suffocate, and workers cutting off the tips of the chicks' beaks. The behavior on tape is disturbing. Absolutely. This disturbs me. And I'll tell you, I was talking earlier. I worked for the Department of Agriculture once. I don't know. People that came here from California will remember. We had this big epidemic on the chicken farms. It was called Newcastle disease. Hmm. And they couldn't figure out how it was happening. But all of a sudden, their heads would get real big and red and spin around.
Linda
yes.
Blair.
Yes, here. Linda Blair chickens.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
What do you mean they'd spin around?
No, well, they just would, you know, just out of, you know, funky
out of
what's going on.
Killywonkers.
Yeah. So together with the Air Force and the Navy, we all went out to these farms and vaccinated these chickens.
The Navy.
The Navy stepped up.
How did they get here?
They rolled up on their boat. Well, in San Diego, there's a Navy base there.
I forgot
so they,
you said
they
San
all
Diego.
Came out. Okay. So we went to all these farms and vaccinated them with a little blue drop. You get a little plastic bottle and then you get your little chickens in your hand, one neck and this finger and this one, and then you kind of squeeze and they go, ah! And their eye opens up and you put that drop in there. You don't hurt them. And then
sure.
you let them go. No, you
Did
don't
the
hurt
chicken
them.
Say it didn't hurt?
Yeah, they go, ah! And then you let them go. And then we did that for this Newcastle disease.
And you weren't afraid of catching it?
And there were, it's not something that people get. Of course, they thought that too of mad cow disease.
That's right.
But, none of us
Contagious
did come down with it.
Like that.
You know? But anyway, the chickens are, you can see how they are on the farms. There's so many of them, and they do. They'll have them all in a big old cage and have 50 of them in there. And if one little bird gets in trouble and you get a little squeeze of blood, the rest of them peck that bird to death.
No.
Yes.
And so that's why they're cutting their beaks.
And
yeah, there you go.
Those in those cages like that, so packed, their eggs were mutilated. Their eggs were weird. And when you busted them open, they were green. And I mean, they are affected by the way you treat them, by what kind of eggs they lay. And they're discovering this now even more. More and more and more. Sparbo Companies issued a statement calling the video shocking, saying an internal investigation identified four employees who were
mistreating the birds.
Yes.
Thank you.
They were doing this disturbing activity.
I could
activity.
See you were tongue-tied.
Yeah, I was getting ready to
just... Beak-tied or whatever.
Oh, I've had the end of my beak cut. deeply saddened to see the story because this isn't who Sparbo Farms is, but now who's Sparbo is in big trouble because McDonald's had dropped them from any of their, but they were selling their eggs on their egg McMuffins and everything. Ooh. That's the eggs we were eating for a while. You cannot mistreat chickens and expect lovely, beautiful, good tasting
right.
eggs. Yeah, you've got to let them out. They've got to pick up certain stuff and stones and eat their corn out there.
Well, that's
and
why we go
scratch around. And
well, that's why we go to Whole Foods and buy free range chickens.
So we scratch around. And so anyway, you don't want to. So remember that. Wow. Can you believe that?
No. Eh.
Minnesota, yeah, Colorado, Iowa.
I think we probably don't want to see too closely how our food is prepared and grown and raised.
I agree.
Well, it's just another one of those things that say, if you had to go out and get your own, what would you eat?
Every once in a while, someone will go undercover at a slaughterhouse, and then you'll see them dragging a dead cow up the ramp to slaughter it because they're supposed to be at least healthy enough to walk up the ramp.
Is that humans? What is wrong with us?
What is wrong with us?
Hey, a cow's a lot of money. If you're the slaughterhouse, you're thinking that's a lot of money that just fell dead out there in the yard.
Could it be that we're living longer, so we have to feed more people, and the way to do that is to just
Soylent Green
farm all the
Soylent Green. You brought it up. Soylent Green.
Are we living it?
It's people.
We're living it. We are a disease.
We have to go positive. We have
a blithe on the planet. Well, some are, but anyway, there you go. McDonald's, yay to you. They've dropped them. They're not using their eggs anymore. But that what before they pick a new place to buy their eggs from, they need to go out and investigate and have the Department of Agriculture find
McDonald's
out what's going
on. A hard-earned reputation as a healthy place to eat, so they got to protect that.
Well, an Egg McMuffin?
Okay. It's good to know. Yeah, you know how many people eat there, though?
A lot. I do.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a fast.
Which makes a good point.
If I'm traveling, that's the best place to get a cheeseburger because they tend to make them so they don't leak on your lap.
Well, at least they're not worms anymore. Do you remember when they suspected that McDonald's was serving worms? That they were grinding up worms? I mean, they're good protein
that was just
for
a
you.
Urban
you
can eat legend, worms. Right?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, worms would probably be good for you.
Well, they are. They're pure protein. I ate a couple as a kid.
You did not. Mm-hmm.
I bet you did.
Oh, I did. Goodness. I did. Put them right up there. Wow, it was rubbery.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah, they're not good. Oh, they do not
nasty.
Taste it.
I wonder who that caller was.
Call back.
Yeah.
He probably forgot what he was going to say.
We've gone so many different ways.
I know we have. We're going so many different ways.
Can we at least mention that the Supreme Court has taken up Obamacare?
We are not getting to politics yet.
Why not?
We're not at politics yet.
This is huge.
I am the guide here. I am the guide. We are not getting to that yet. Let me see.
Oh, no. What has she got next?
Oh, politics. Okay. Oh, here's something first. The Peace Prize was given out to a Liberian peace activist, Lema Jibawi. She was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize on Friday for her nonviolent struggle for the safety of women and for women's rights to fully participate in peace-building work. She shares the prize with Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and Yemeni democracy activist, don't ask me her name, anyway, someone from there. So, she got the Peace Prize.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Glenda. Glenda. Glenda.
Hey.
Glenda the Good Witch is on the phone.
Glenda.
How are you today, dear?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Really good. We needed to know you were listening.
Of course I'm listening. You guys are hot today.
Hot today?
God, I love the humor and the JP's moment of common sense.
Was that?
Thank God he lightened up a little bit.
What are you trying to say?
That was awesome. I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed the show.
Thank you so much, Glenda. And we enjoy seeing that it's you. What hot topic did you want to talk about for a minute?
Oh, you know, you guys did it at the beginning of the show, the fires here in Reno. You know, all my relatives were calling because it went nationwide. Are you guys okay? Yeah, we're fine. It's nowhere near us. But you guys pretty much covered that.
Well, so you just wanted to call and say we did a good job.
No criticisms.
I just wanted to call and say keep it up. I enjoy listening to you, and I hope other people start to call in and tell you guys what an awesome job you're doing.
Oh, you're the best, Glenda.
She rocks.
She is on our... You rock, Mama. Thank you. Call anytime. God, I love her.
Yeah.
See, now I wanted to bring up Obama and try to get in a fight with her. I am.
She'll call back.
I know it. She will. Once we get to politics, she'll call back. We've had her call in before when we're talking about some certain things. Yeah, she's into it. Okay, so that was great, the Peace Prize. I wanted to get that out there. Okay, what else you got here?
Supreme Court and Obamacare.
Your whole list is politics. Your whole list here of hot things.
That's why
politics.
I'm here. It's an exciting time to be an American. We have two philosophical...
What? Continue.
Camps fighting each other.
Camps.
Points
for
of view.
Control of the nation.
Have
the
you
socialist,
ever?
Socialist communist bloc, which has got the presidency, and the Tea Party people who want freedom.
Have
it's
you
an
ever
exciting
heard,
time to be alive.
Have you ever heard of the Eye of Newt?
Oh, here we go. Witches.
Is that up in the cosmos?
No. Oh. It's Newt Gingrich.
Oh, Newt.
Oh, we got our eye on him. Get
yes.
it?
I love it.
Eye of Newt. Yeah, yes. For all your potions. The debate. Mm-hmm. Did you see the last one?
I don't really watch the debates. I read the transcripts afterwards.
Was that the one in South Carolina for national security?
I think the last one
Let's
was
not
New Hampshire.
Specific.
Oh.
But I have five things here you may not know about him. I think he's making some headway.
Yeah,
I know. JP just can't even stand,
can't even stand him.
But I think he might have found his voice. He kind of has been turning the tables on the political press quite explicitly. He's just been knocking the press, mm-hmm. knocking the press. And that's really, as far as I'm concerned, what the Republicans have done for many, many years. Not necessarily just knocking the press, but keeping them on their toes. And Newt's doing it again. I think mm-hmm. I think this is probably a ploy. He probably.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I do.
Everything with him is a ploy.
Yeah.
So tell me the five things.
Okay. Here's the five things you might not know about Newt Gingrich.
Does he belong to the Little People Association?
Okay, no, he belongs
I'm just
to,
guessing.
He belongs to the big head people. He did not come into this world, no joke, as Newt Gingrich. Did you know that?
No.
No, that's not his real name. It's not his real name. His real name is Newton Leroy McPherson.
Well, how did he go from McPherson to Gingrich?
Newt. Oh, that was his. He was adopted. Okay. That was his adopted dad, eventually adopted by a stepfather and took the last name of Gingrich. He's also an animal lover. As a child, Newty, as they called him.
Newty.
Newty. Shared a bedroom.
Do we
with
really
his...
want a President Newty?
President Newty. Shared a bedroom with his grandmother and kept jars of snakes on the bedside table that scared the wits out of her, I'm sure. According to the 1994 story in the New York Times, he once painted light stripes on a dark leather jacket so he could resemble a zebra. And in the, I'm going to leave that one about him. And in the early 1990s, he donated $15,000 to the Atlanta Zoo for the purchase of two Komodo dragons. That's only one thing you don't know. Hmm. He once said that Congress is a bunch of liars. There are two games in the country. Western Georgia College history professor Newt told Washington Post. One is played by the 5,000 insiders in Washington who write the laws and tell the lies. And the other is by the rest of us. Who pay the price. I kind of like that one.
What do you mean the rest of us?
The rest
of
us.
He's one of the insiders. How can he say that?
Oh, I don't know if that, is he really?
He was Speaker of the House. Come
yes,
on.
I know, but he was dethroned. He was dethroned.
And he's been a lobbyist ever since.
He was not the main, he says no, he has not.
Oh, come on.
Okay, wait, I'm on my,
all right, go
she's
ahead.
On a roll.
I'm on my
I'll
mission.
I'll try to be nice.
He was not the main force behind the impeachment of President Bill Clinton. By the time that the House voted to impeach Clinton in the late 1998, due to perjury charges stemming from his sexual involvement, as we all remember, with Monica Lewinsky, Gingrich had lost his mojo at that time as a speaker. He had. His party had dropped seats in the midterms, and he'd been portrayed by Newsweek magazine, the Gingrich who stole Christmas.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. In the winter of 95-96, he had engineered two shutdowns of the federal government. He himself had an affair with House staffer Calista Berzerk, more than 20 years his junior. In 2000, she became his third wife. He's not considered a conservative by all conservatives.
I don't consider him a conservative.
Well, they say he's never been a conservative, according to appraisal in the American Conservative magazine. Gingrich has rarely, if ever, been.